感谢神，今天我们也特别请到 Dick Eastman 牧师来到我们中间。
Then the Lord, we have invited Pastor Dick Eastman here to be with us.
这么多年来啊 ，Dick Eastman 牧师是我们在福音里面的好伙伴。
And for these many years, Pastor Dick Eastman has been a very important partner in our gospel ministry.
他是万国主教布道团的president.
He's the president of the Every Home for Christ.
啊，这些年啊，我也跟他配搭同工。
These many years I've been co-labor together with him.
我也成为万国主教布道团的董事。
So I'm the board member of Every Home for Christ.
我就看见他不但是一个传福音的人。
I see not only he's one who preached the gospel.
他更是一个祷告的人。
He also a man of prayer.
常常从他生命当中，让我自己的灵命常常被提升。
And my life has been lifted up because as I see his life.
所以我们真的是今天非常的高兴他能够来到我们中间。
So delighted that he can be here with us.
我们再欢迎。
Let's welcome Pastor Dick Eastman.
Oh my, what a joy it is to be here.
So, 非常喜乐能够跟大家在一起。And,
I know I said at the last service.
在上一堂您讲过。
That when I get to heaven.
当我到天堂去的时候。
I'm going to sing like our brother.
我要像我的弟兄一样来唱歌。
Hallelujah. And what a blessing, and what a wonderful song.
何等的祝福，何等美丽的诗歌。
You know, it is such a special joy to be here this occasion.
特别的喜乐，在这样的一个特别的节目来到你们当中。
I have been here many times, and I've seen how River of Life has grown.
我来到你们当中很多次，看到生命河如何的成长。
And it always gives me such joy.
给我多么多的喜乐。
And you know, I'm thinking of this passage in Isaiah.
当我想到以赛亚书这段经文的时候
，that I'm going to share about in a moment.
待会分享的经文。
Because the theme of this weekend.
这个主题在这个周末。
Is enlarge the tent.
就张大你的帐幕。
And spread out.
要扩张。
God has so much more He wants to do.
神要做更多更大的事情。
You know, it would not be my nature to begin without sharing something humorous.
如果不讲一次笑话的话，根本不像我。
I always like to laugh.
我喜欢笑。
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为从耶和华来的喜乐是我的力量。
And so I'm talking about a tent.
我讲到会幕的时候。
And I wondered, do I have a tent joke?
我到底有没有会幕的这个笑话？
And you know, for just a moment, suddenly it came to me. Yes, I have one tent joke.
忽然间想到说，我有一个笑话关于会幕的。
Now, many of you have heard of the famous detective Sherlock Holmes.
大家都听过一个非常著名的侦探家叫这个 Sherlock Holmes.
He had an assistant named Watson.
他有一个助手叫 Watson.
And all of his stories involve Watson in trying to find out.The crimes and solve them.
很多的故事就是 Watson 如何能够侦查，然后找到这个凶手。
And one time, Sherlock Holmes and Watson went camping together.
所以有一次呢，Sherlock Holmes 跟他的助手 Watson 一起去露营。
And they were out, and it was the middle of the night.
在这个半夜的时候。
And all of a sudden, Sherlock Holmes reached over and grabbed Watson on the shoulder.
忽然间，这个 Sherlock Holmes 起来就抓住这个 Watson 的肩膀。
He began to shake him, and he woke him up.
开始摇醒他。
And he said, Watson, when you look up at the sky, what do you see?
他说 ，Watson， 你望天空来看的时候，你看到什么
？And Watson thought for a moment.
Watson 就想了一下。
And he was always very philosophical.
他常常是非常哲学性的思想。
So he said, well, astronomically, I see millions of stars, and I know there's probably billions of them.
从天文学来说，这只有成千上万的星球。
And the creation is amazing.
这个创造是何等的奇妙。
And then he said, theologically,
神学上来讲
I know there must be a God that did this. It's too amazing.
一位上帝他创造这奇妙的星河。
And then he said, meteorologically, I think we're going to have a beautiful day tomorrow.
另外从气象学来说呢，明天我们将会有非常美好的一天。
And then Watson said to Sherlock Holmes,
然后这个 Watson 就对 Sherlock Holmes 说
Sherlock Holmes, what do you see?
Sherlock Holmes, 你看见了什么？
And Sherlock Holmes says, Watson, you idiot.
Sherlock Holmes 就对 Watson 说 ，Watson， 你这个笨蛋。
Someone has stolen our tent.
有人把我们的帐幕给偷走了。
That. But Satan will never steal this tent of God's glory.
撒旦他永远不会偷走这个会幕。
That's what God is going to do great things here.
神会在这里做伟大奇妙的事。
But I begin with that passage that Pastor Mike prayed.
刚才麦克的牧师已经祷告的经文。
Isaiah 54 verses 2 and 3.
在以赛亚书第五十四章第二节第三节。
Enlarge the place of your tent.
要扩张你帐幕之地。
Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings.
张大你居所的幔子。
For you shall expand on the right and to the left.
因为你要向左向右开张。
And your descendants will inherit the nations.
你的后裔必得多国为业。
And make the desolate cities inhabited.
又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
It's so encouraging to me.
非常对我有鼓励。
To not only see what God is doing here.
不但看见神在这里所做的工作。
And enlarging your tent here.
神在扩张你这里的会幕。
But all over the world.
在全世界各地。
209 churches already planted.
已经置了209间分堂。
In 29 nations.
在29个国家。
The Lord is giving you the nations.
主把这个万国赐给你。
And new descendants,
新的后裔,
which will be those who are born into the kingdom,
那些在国度里面要诞生的人,
will dwell in the cities,
他们住在这些城市里面,
and see the cities come to life and be transformed.
他的城市被兴起来被转化。
So I want to share for a few minutes,
在接下来几分钟跟大家来分享,
about strengthening our stakes,
如何来坚固我们的缺子,
and lengthening our cords,
能够放长我们的绳子,
and what are these stakes,
这些到底是什么缺子呢?
and what are these cords,
这些绳子是什么呢?
and so I prayed about this a few days ago. And the first thing that came to me was the first stake. And you'll see this in the illustrations.
你看到这个荧幕。
The first stake is prayer.
第一个缺子是祷告的缺子。
It is absolutely foundational to everything that God does.
这是神所做的每一个非常基础性的。
One great Bible teacher,
有个非常伟大的圣经学者说, Steve Gordon,
said 100 years ago,
几百年前说过,
the great people of the earth are the people who pray.
在地上伟大的人是那些祷告的人。
Prayer isn't the only thing,
祷告不是唯一的事情,
but it is the chief thing.
但是乃是最主要的。
And so that's our first stake.
这是我们的第一个缺子。
Prayer,
祷告。
Jeremiah 33:3 is one of the most quoted verses on prayer.
So 耶利米书三十三章第三节是最常被引用的经文。
God says to Jeremiah,
神对耶利米说。
Call to me and I will answer you.
你求告我就应允你。
And tell you unsearchable things you do not know.
并讲你所不知道的事告诉你。
There are things we do not know.
又大又难的事你不知道。
There are secrets that only the Lord has.
一些隐秘的事只有神知道。
And he will reveal to them.
然后他要启示给他们。
To us when we need to know these secrets.
我们要知道这些隐秘事的时候。
But he does it through prayer.
那是透过祷告向我们显明。
And so if we're going to expand the tent,
我们要来扩张我们的会幕。
We need to expand our prayer lives.
我们的祷告。
And of course, we begin by every day having a set time for prayer.
因此，我们每天必须有固定的时间来到神面前祷告。
And we develop that habit.
我们来建造这样的一个习惯。
And when a whole congregation develops that habit,
当整个会众培养这样的一个习惯
，the church grows even stronger.
教会会增长的更强壮。
And expands even further.
扩展的更远。
And so the first stake is prayer.
所以第一个缺子是祷告。
And the second stake is God's word.
然后第二个缺子是神的话。
Oh, how we must get deeper into the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says this. Says the grass withered, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands forever.
And
there's a businessman who owns a big company who supports our ministry. And one day when I was talking with him, he said, the reason we are involved in your ministry, reaching every home with the gospel in the nations, he said, is because only two things are eternal. He said it's God's word and man's soul.
一个是神的话，另外一个是神人的灵魂。
And we want to be involved in spreading God's word.
我们要参与传讲神的福音。
To win many souls for the kingdom.
能够带领很多灵魂进到神的国度。
And so I think of that when I see this verse.
当我看见这些经文，就想到这个。
The grass withers and the flower fades.
草被凋谢，花被凋残。
But the word of God stands forever.
但是神的话语永远立定。
And as believers.
成为信徒,
if we want to grow in the Lord,
我们在主里面成长,
we not only spend time every day in prayer,
不但每天在祷告里面花时间,
but we set aside time even when we're praying to read God's word,
必须要分别一段的时间在读神的话语,
to meditate on God's word,
来思想神的话语,
and even to pray God's word,
来用神的话语来祷告。
So I want to challenge each of you,
所以我来挑战大家每一位,
whatever you're doing, just as this tent is expanding, let these things expand.
哦，当这个会幕在长大的时候，扩展的时候，你们在这些事上也要被扩展。
Let your prayer life expand.
好，让你的祷告要被扩展。
Let your time in the Word expand.
在神话语的时间要扩展。
And we may have to give up some things.
我们可能要放弃一些事情。
And usually it has to do with our self, our smartphones.
哦，可能是我们的手机。
And our computers.
我们的电脑。
And other things we may spend our time with.
或者其他事情我们花时间的。
But we give time to be in God's presence.
哦，当我们在花时间在神的同在里面。
And we give time to hear Him speak through His word.
花时间，神透过他的话语向我们说话。
And then the third stake is this.
然后第三个缺子是。
It's faith.
哦，是信心。
And you know the Bible teaches we don't need a lot of faith.
圣经告诉我们都不需要有很大的信心。
If we have the faith of just of a mustard seed, we can move mountains.
只要有像芥菜种这么小的信心，就能够移山。
Hebrews 11:7 says this.
希伯来书第十一章第七节告诉我们。
And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
And that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now the words earnestly seek him speak of prayer.
哦，当我们讲到寻求他人，讲到那些祷告的人。
And so in the word of God, our prayer life is strengthened.
所以神的话语，我们的祷告被加强。
And our faith is strengthened.
我们的信心被加强。
And then we begin to expect great things from God.
我们开始向神可以期待大事。
I remember a particular brother that served our ministry for many years in East Africa.
我记得在我们的东非有一个弟兄在那里服侍很多年。
His name was John Giles.
John Giles 是他的名字。
And he had a heart for the lost souls.
他心特别有负担对那些世上的灵魂。
But he was also a man of unique faith.
哦，他也是那个非常独特的信心的一个人。
And one time I heard a story that has always encouraged me.
有一天我听到他讲那个故事，非常感动我。
From the life of John Giles.
哦，从 John Giles 这个人的生命。
Now John Giles. He wanted to do so many things in that part of Africa.
哦，纵然他希望能够在非洲那个地方为神做很多的事情。
But he really needed a 4x4 vehicle to go deep into the bush.
他需要有四轮驱动的车，能够到丛林里面去传福音。
And he, of course, he didn't have near enough money to purchase a 4x4 vehicle.
当然，他没有足够的钱能够买四轮驱动的车子。
And several times a week, John would do something very unusual.
一个礼拜好几次，他做一个非常特别、不寻常的事情。
He would come out of his house.
他到他的家外面。
And go to the roadway in front of his house.
哦，在他的车的车道。
And he would carry a bucket of soapy water.
他就把那个带着这个肥皂的水。
And a big rag.
然后一个布。
And then he would wash his imaginary 4x4.
哦，他就想象他在那里在洗他这个四驱轮动，四轮驱动的车子。
And his neighbors would see him with the bucket of water.
哦，然后他邻居看到他有这个一桶水。
Walking in a circle like.
哦，就好像我转圆圈这样来洗他想象中的这个四轮驱动的车子。
And they would say, "What are you doing?"
他说：“你们在做什么啊？”
He said, "I'm washing my 4x4 vehicle."
哦，我在洗我这个四轮驱动的车啊。
I want it to be clean and shiny for the Lord.
我要它非常新鲜又光滑。
And the neighbors would say, "But there's nothing there."
啊，邻居根本什么都没有啊。
And John would say this.
然后约翰会说。
But one day there will be.
但是有一天将会有辆车在那边。
Because I believe God is going to give me a 4x4.
因为我相信神有一天要把这个四轮驱动的车给我。
And maybe a year later.
可能大概一年之后。
A church in America heard about that story.
在美国这个教会听到这个故事。
And they bought him a brand new Toyota 4x4.
他们就为他买了这个丰田的这个四轮驱动的车。
And they bought him a trailer to hook on the back of it.
然后他们一个卡车拖在后面。
And so John named the Toyota, he named the 4x4 Joshua.
啊，那个丰田的车他就命名为这个约书亚。
And he named the trailer Caleb.
啊，后面的小卡车拖着的是加勒。
So he had Joshua and Caleb that he could go with.
啊，所以他有加勒跟约书亚在一起。
And the first trip, we went more than 1,000 or 1,200 kilometers deep into the bush.
他第一次到这个丛林去的时候，大概有1200个公里。
He stopped in all these places and preached the gospel.
他在停留在每个地方传讲主的福音。
And over 1,200 people gave their hearts to Jesus.
大概1,200人因此信靠了耶稣基督。
It was like one soul for every kilometer.
哦，每一个灵魂在每一个公里里面。
And he used that for many years until he passed away.
哦，他用那个车用了很多年，直到他回天家。
But that faith so inspired me.
但是他的信心如此的来感动我。
That when our ministry moved from Los Angeles to Colorado.
所以当我们的服事从洛杉矶搬到科州的时候。
In 1991.
1991年。
We had a vision to build a a center for day and night worship for the nations.
我们一个意向要为万国民祷告的一个二十四小时祷告中心。
It was a vision for our to build a headquarters for every home for Christ.
为我们万国主教布道会有一个总部。
And but we had no money.
但是我们没有钱。
And people were giving us gifts, but all to reach homes and people with the gospel.
很多人给我们钱，给我们奉献，是让我们把福音传给每一户人家。
We weren't given money for buildings.
但是却没有给我们奉献建造这个建筑物。
And for a number of years, we were able to not go forward.
所以好多年我们不能够往前发展。
And we knew that God had promised us this.
我们知道这神已经应许我们这
个。And I remember John Giles.
我记得庄兆这个人。
And so we were able to buy some land.
我们就买了一些地。
And I would go to that land.
我就来到那个土地。
And it was kind of on a hill.
在这个山坡上。
And below that was a beautiful pond.
有个小小的湖在下面。
And I would go in the middle of that hill where I knew the building would be built.
我走在这个山坡上，知道建筑物要建造这个地方。
And it was John who inspired me to do this, John Giles.
那是庄兆这个人，他就感动了我。
I would open an imaginary door.
我想象的打开那个门走进去。
And then I would just climb these imaginary stairs.
就走那个想象的一个楼梯。
To a place that we had already designed.
来到一个我们已经设计好的。
We had the architect design it.
建筑师已经设计好的。
That we called a harp and bowl room.
就是琴与炉祷告室。
Based on Revelation chapter 5.
根据这启示录第五章。
Where the elders came before the Lamb, each one holding a harp.
就是长老来到这个羔羊面前，他们拿这个琴。
Which is a picture of worship.
就达到敬拜。
And a bowl that contains the prayers of the saints.
金香炉就是众圣徒的祷告。
And so we knew that we would be worshiping and interceding there.
我们会在那里敬拜和代祷。
And I would stand in that imaginary room.
我站到那个想象的房间。
And years before that, I've memorized all the nations so I could pray for the nations every day.
很多年前，我把全世界的各国的名字都记下来，我就在那里祷告。
But instead of praying for them, I would sing them.
不是祷告，在那里用唱的。
And I would just reach out my hand singing.
就伸出我的手在那里唱。
And I would just sing all the nations of the world.
在全世界各地的国家。
In that imaginary room.
在这个想象的房间。
And then I would say, Lord, one day this is going to be here just like John's 4x4.
老头说，主啊，有一天这个建筑会在这里，就好像这个约翰的四驱轮动的车。
And several years later, when we finally were able to build that building.
好几年以后，当我们建好这个建筑物。
We called it the Jericho Center because we wanted to see all the tribes come together to reach the nations.
我们称它为耶利哥中心，我们称为所有的种族都要来到那个地方。
And I remember early in the morning on the dedication day.
我记得献坛呢，早上非常早的时候。
I went into that place, but this time I climbed the real stairs.
这时候我就走到一个真实的楼梯上。
And I went into that room.
我来到这个琴与炉的祷告室。
And I'll tell you a secret.
我告诉你一个秘密。
I just began to dance before the Lord.
在主的面前开始跳舞。
And worshiping the Lord.
敬拜我的主。
And now we see what God has done in that building.
现在我们看见神在这个建筑物里面所做的工作。
Because during these years now, God has allowed us to establish 189 offices all over the world.
这许多年来，神允许我们有180个分会在全世界各地。
And last year was our record year.
去年是我们的记录的一年。
Yes. Of reaching 124 million homes.
我们已经超过了 1.2 亿的这个户人家。
And over 19 million people responded by either praying to accept Jesus or asking for follow-up materials.
有1900万人呢，他们不是信靠耶稣基督，就是写信来想多认识耶稣基督。
And I believe it has to do with that stake of faith.
我相信这是跟那个信心的缺子有关系。
That grows out of prayer, that grows out of being in God's word.
乃是在神的话语、在神的祷告里面所产生的。
And the fourth of these stakes is obedience.
乃是顺服。
God is looking for His children to just obey what He says.
神要求他的子民能够顺服他所说的。
Deuteronomy 5:33 is a great verse on obedience.
申命记第五章三十三节讲到这个顺服的很好的经文。
Walk in obedience to all the Lord God has commanded you.
耶和华你们神所吩咐你们行的，你们都要去行。
So you will live and prosper and prolong your days in the land you will possess.
使你们可以存活得福，并使你们的日子在所要承受的地得以长久。
Now that, of course, I think is a word to all of us as a corporate body.
这当然是给我们整个团体神的肢体。
Because as each one of us is obeys,
当我们每一个人顺从神的时候
then you, it's like a whole congregation is obeying.
就好像整个会众都来顺服神。
And God will prolong your days.
然后神会使你的日子得以长久。
In the land that you will possess.
在你要得的地。
And that's what you're doing through even these brothers that were prayed over today.
这是你所做的。今天我们为这些弟兄们祷告的时候
you're possessing new land.
哦，你来得到新的土地。
And God is expanding that because of your obedience.
那神在扩张你们，因为你们的顺服。
I think of a story from our ministry in Fiji.
我想到我们在斐济岛的一个故事。
And I heard this a number of years ago, and it so blessed me.
很多年前我听到这个故事，非常的蒙福。
And it really kind of brings all these stakes together.
哦，把这些确实好像都连接在一起。
Because you know the Pacific Islands, there's thousands and thousands of inhabited islands.
哦，就是大西洋里面很多不同的这些岛在那里。
And our goal is really literally to visit every single island.
有成百上千的岛，每次我去的时候都拜访这不同的岛屿。
And two Fijian brothers were praying, and they believed God was calling them to a remote island.
有两个斐济岛的弟兄姐妹，他们希望能够把福音传到那个岛上。
Where another young couple had already gone out of from the ministry to that island.
那个年轻的夫妇已经到那个岛上去来传福音。
And they wanted to plant a church.
他们在那里要植堂。
And these brothers felt that God was calling them to go help them.
然后这两个弟兄，觉得说召他们要到那地方去帮助这对夫妻。
They really didn't even know how long they might be there.
他们不知道他们到那地方要多久。
And they only had the fare, enough money to send them one way.
他们只有足够的金钱买单程的机票到那里。
They knew that when it came time to come back, they would have to trust the Lord.
他们要信靠神买回程的机票。
So they were going totally by faith.
他们完全凭信心走出去。
But it's also a picture of obedience.
也看到一个顺服的一个图画。
But an interesting thing happened when they came to the island.
非常有趣的事情发生当他来到这个岛上的时候。
The first thing they realized that the pastor's wife was very pregnant, about to have their first child.
他们发现他说，哦，这个师母呢，她已经是怀孕，几乎可以生产的时候了。
And then the pastor apologized to these two workers.
哦，然后这个牧师呢，就向这两个童工来道歉。
Because usually, what welcome guests with a special dinner, a special feast.
通常你要有来宾来的话，你平常有一个非常丰富的晚餐招待他们。
But there had been much bad weather for many days, and so they were unable to go fishing and catch the fish that they would normally eat.
但是进来的气候非常的糟糕，他们没办法抓到任何的鱼来供应他们晚餐。
And the pastor apologized.
这牧师就道歉。
And our workers just said, "Oh, we fasted many times. We'll just fast."
Oh, 然后同工说我们已经习惯了禁食祷告，说没问题，我们可以禁食。
But then something else happened.
然后有些另外事情发生。
That very night.
当天晚上。
The pastor's wife had the baby.
然后这个师母当天晚上生了。
Now the problem with this was that it's their custom that if you come and there's a new baby, you always give a gift.
问题是他们的风俗习惯是，当有一个人生的小孩以后，你要把这个礼物带给这个新生的小孩。
And our workers had no money to buy any kind of gift.
但我们的同工没有任何的钱买任何的礼物。
So not only were they hungry,
不但是他们饥饿，
but they knew that that this was something that they just couldn't do.
他也知道他们没有办法做任何的事情。
And this discouraged one of the brothers in particular.
其中一个弟兄非常的失望。
And early that next morning,
第二天清早的时候。
He said to his companion,
他对他的同伴说,
He said, I'm just going to go walk on the beach.
哦，我会在沙滩上走路,
and I'm going to pray.
在那里祷告,
and so he went walking along the beach.
他在沙滩上走的时候,
and he was praying.
他在那里祷告,
and he said, God, we have come here by faith.
他说, 主, 我们凭信心来到这里,
and we trust your word.
我们相信主你的话语,
and your word says that you will supply all our needs.
你说你的话语说你会供应我们一切的需要,
according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
哦，跟着耶稣基督的丰盛恩典。
And he was saying, Lord, I just pray, God, somehow you will supply what we need.
他说主啊，你照你的方法来供应我们一切的需要。
We should be able to give a gift to this pastor's wife.
我们要把一些礼物送给这个牧师和他的太太。
And we should have food to eat.
我们应该有食物可以吃啊。
And he was just praying like that.
他在那里祷告的时候。
And because he was walking and praying, his eyes were open.
我在那里行进祷告，他的眼睛是打开的。
And he saw something bobbing up and down in the water.
他看到水里面有个东西在那里飘动。
Coming in the waves.
从这个浪吹上来。
And it was actually coming toward him.
这个浪把他冲到他面前。
And he thought, what is that?
这到底是什么？
Because it was very colorful.
非常有色彩的这个箱子。
And it was just not only moving back and forth,
哦、不在那里摇摆摇摆
but then it would shake.
但那里会好像摇动
and it was very odd.
哦，非常奇怪
And he stepped out into the water, walking toward it.
他就走到水里面，走到那个盒子
And now it was coming toward him.
啊、那个水箱开始
And when he picked it up, he couldn't believe it.
哦，当他把它拿起来，他根本不能相信
It was a baby's wash tub.
哦，是婴儿洗澡盆。
And it was brand new.
哦，是新的婴儿洗澡盆。
It still had the price tag on it.
哦，那个价钱的标签还在上面。
Now this is in Fiji.
这是在斐济岛。
And the price tag was in New Zealand dollars.
标签是在纽西兰的钱。
So he knew it came all the way from New Zealand.
他知道这是从纽西兰漂洋过来的。
Floating in the current.
哦，他的是非常非常古。
Brand new.
哦，是新的。
And then the most amazing thing.
然后最奇妙的事情。
Is the reason it was jerking.
在里面会摇来摇去。
It was full of the best fish that you can
catch. 因为里面充满了最好的鱼，在这个洗澡棚里面。
Now he takes it and comes out of the water.
我把它从水上拿上来。
And he starts rejoicing, weeping.
在那里欢喜快乐，在那里哭泣。
And he goes back to the pastor's house.
回到牧师的家。
And now they had a gift for the new baby.
现在他们有的礼物送给新生的婴孩。
And the best fish for the feast that night.
然后最好的鱼做当天的晚餐。
All because of obedience,
因为他顺服了神
and simple faith,
简单的信心
and so now I talk about lengthening your cords.
现在讲到要放长你的绳子
and the first cord is simply availability.
第一个绳子就是让神可以用你
availability. We need to say, God, I am willing.
跟神说，神啊，我愿意
to do whatever you call me to do.
做你要召我做的事情。
Isaiah 6 verse 8.
在以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Is this first cord?
哦，第一个这个绳子。
Many of us know of the encounter that Isaiah had in the presence of God in Isaiah 6.
大家都知道以赛亚书第六章里面，以赛亚先知在神的殿里面遇见了神。
And out of that encounter, Isaiah said this.
在这样的遇见神的这个里面。
Isaiah 6 verse 8.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send?
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢
？Who will go for us?
谁肯为我去呢
？And I said, Here am I, send.
我说我在这里，请差遣我。
Oh, we need to be available.
我们需要能够被神所用。
And then the second cord is responsibility.
然后第二个绳子是责任。
And responsibility, we see this passage in Luke chapter 12:48.
在路加福音第十二章四十八节告诉我们这个责任感。
Just these few words from that passage.
哦，这个经文里面告诉我们的。
For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required.
因为多给谁，就向谁多要。
And so we need to be available.
我们必须要让神来用我们。
And then we need to take responsibility.
然后必须要有责任感。
And each one of us, there's something God wants us to do.
我们每一个人，神有一个特别的工作要给我们。
Besides just being faithful and coming regular to worship.
哦，除了非常忠心的每个礼拜来这里敬拜。
I remember we had an evangelist that came to my hometown when I was very, very young.
我记得说，我一个布道家，当我很年轻的时候来到我们的家乡。
I was born in a town in Wisconsin that's famous because of its football team.
我在这个威肯森一个非常小的一个市镇，因为这个足球队变得很出名。
I was born in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
是美国的足球队 Green Bay 这个城市。
Some of you may know. We have a football team there.
我们有个足球队叫 Green Bay.
And we were attending a church.
我在那里参加一个教会。
Where my parents had come to Jesus.
啊，当我父母亲在那个教会信主。
Not a large church, maybe a couple hundred people.
不是很大的教会，大概一两百人。
But we had an evangelist come.
有个布道家来。
And they had a revival, and it went on for 8 or 10 weeks.
哦，他们那里有复兴爆发了，大概有八到十个礼拜。
And many people were saved.
很多人就因此而得救。
But every time the evangelist came in the afternoon to pray,
那这个布道家每天每下午来到教堂来祷告
，and prepare his message,
来预备他的信息。
He would see an older lady,
他看到一个比较年长的妇女
up on a ladder,
哦，爬上楼梯
，washing the windows,
在那里洗那个窗口。
And because she did it every single day,
因为她每天都在洗那个窗口
，you couldn't clean the windows more clean.
哦，你不能够再洗了，已经够干净了。
And he wondered why does she do this every day?
他说为什么这个妇女每天做这个事情呢
？And so one day he called her down from the ladder.
有一天就从楼梯上叫她下来。
And she happened to be from Poland.
哦，她是从波兰来的。
And so she had a very heavy accent speaking English.
她有非常强的口音，当她讲英文的时候。
And he said, I see you do this every day.
他说我看到你每天做这个事情。
And the windows are always clean when you're cleaning them.
哦，这个窗户都已经完全干净了。
Why do you do that?
为什么你做这个事情呢
？And tears came to her eyes.
哦，她开始哭了。
And she said, "Oh, my brother."
她说，哦，我的弟兄啊。
You know, I wanted to do something for Jesus.
我要为耶稣做一些事情。
She said, I tried to sing in the choir.
我希望能够在诗班里面唱歌。
But when they heard my voice, they said, No, you can't sing in the choir.
他们听到我的声音说，哦，你不能够在诗班里面唱歌。
You should find something else to do.
哦，可能做另外一个事情吧。
And then I told them, I asked if I could teach a Sunday school class.
我可不可以教儿童主日学呢？
And they said, no, you don't, the children wouldn't even understand you
with your accent.
And then she stopped.
And
more tears came down her
face.
And she pointed up at the windows.
And
she said, my brother, have you ever seen cleaner windows than those?
And he said, no,
never. She said, I come here every day to clean those windows for Jesus. Because I at least can do that. If we have that spirit, and if every one of us looks for something to do, there should never be a need when the pastor says we need more people for the children's work.
哦，教会里面永远不有这个需要的牧师，我们需要更多人在儿童事工。
There should be a waiting list.
哦，可能一个大家等候的名单。
Because everyone wants to be involved.
因为大家都要愿意来参与。
And the third cord is this.
然后第三个绳子是。
It's humility.
哦，是谦卑。
Oh, how important that is.
哦，这是何等的重要。
In 1 Peter 5, it says this.
彼得前书第五章告诉我们。
God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time.
所以你要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Many of us know that great passage in 2 Chronicles.
我们大家都知道，在历代志下第七章
7:14,
第七章十四节的经文。
If my people
Who
are called by my name,
称为我名下的子民
and what's the first thing on the list?
第一件事情在这个名列里面
will humble themselves.
若是自卑
and then the word pray,
然后说祷告
and seek my face,
然后寻求我的面
and then God promises,
然后神就应许我们
to forgive their sins,
我赦免他们的罪
and then to heal their land,
我医治他们的地
God is looking for a spirit of humility.
哦，神是在寻找那些有谦卑心的人
and then finally,
然后最后
The final cord,
最后一个绳子
attached to the stake,
哦，能够抓住这个缺子的
is the cord of generosity.
哦，乃是慷慨的绳子。
That is one of the key indicators of a person's maturity in Jesus.
哦，一个人在基督里面的成熟的一个表征，就是他是否慷慨。
How much do we give to advance the kingdom?
我们到底在神的国度的扩展上，我们付出了多少
？And Luke 6:38 has the promise.
啊，在六章，路加福音六章三十八节有这个应许。
Give and it will be given to you.
哦，你们多给人，神就多的给你。
Good measure.
然后上尖下流的
press down
连摇带按的
shake it together
上尖下流
and running over will be put into your bosom
哦，能够倒在倾倒在你的怀里
this is a promise Jesus said to his disciples
这是耶稣对他的门徒们所给的应许
and we especially think of the significance of this when it's a time to invest in missions
特别是当我们想到我们要投资在宣教的事工上
I know in the earlier service I said this Often when I speak at a conference or a church, I'll actually begin by asking two questions.
通常开始会问两个问题
So I will do it now.
我现在我要做这个事情
How many here are on your way to heaven? Raise your hand.
有多少知道你会上天堂的
Wave at me.
来摇摇手
Oh, that's wonderful.
哦，非常美好
The second question.
第二个问题
How many want to take a lot of people with you?
有多少人愿意带很多人上天堂的
You would love to have a harvest.
哦，你希望能够很多的庄稼可以收割
And that's why I often say.
这是我常常说
Don't go to heaven without your harvest.
哦，不要去天堂只你单独一个人去
Now, yes, we can witness to our neighbors.
是的，我们可以向我们的邻居传福音
We can share with unsaved loved ones.
哦，可我们那些还没信主的我们亲人
We can share in the marketplace.
哦，在职场上传福音
But we also can send the good news to the nations.
我要把这个美好的信息传到万国去
And all of this involves all these stakes together.
然后这些都包含了所有的一个缺子
Proverbs 11:25 says.
好，然后箴言书第十一章二十五节说
A generous person will prosper.
哦，一个慷慨的人他们必亨通。
That means even as you give, you will become richer.
所以当你给的时候，你会更加的亨通祝福。
Not so we can have more and better things, but that we can advance the kingdom.
不是我们有更多的东西，更多的祝福，乃是我们能够扩展神的国度。
So a generous person will prosper.
所以一个慷慨的人必定亨通。
Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
哦，那些使别人滋润的，自己也被滋润。
And a couple of nights ago when I was praying, I saw this, first of all, this formula.
And
you know what a formula is?
你知道这个方程式是什么吗?
And it occurred to me, if we have fearless faith,
如果我们一个完全无惧怕的信心,
plus radical generosity,
一个极尽的这样的一个慷慨,
it equals a supernatural harvest.
等于超自然的收割。
And God wants to give each of us our own individual harvest. And so we need a fearless faith. I thought of it also as what might be an audacious faith. And audacious means bold and daring.
就非常真实的, 非常勇敢的信心。
And when we have that kind of a faith,
当我有如此这样一般的信心,
and then a radical generosity, then we'll start seeing a greater harvest. And the other night, I woke up in the night. It's not uncommon for me to hear from the Lord in the night. I would have lost count over the years of the times He has shown me things, even in the middle of the night. And I was moved to tears as I saw this. And I even wondered, was this a vision or was this just my imagination? What was this? And I saw myself in this very meeting. And I knew that this was a time of the year where people make faith promise and faith commitments. Based not on what you know you have, but what you're trusting God to do. And I saw something that I never had seen before in any time of prayer like this. I was seeing people like you here, and you were filling out your cards, and you had written a number down. And you thought that the number you had written was already a number of faith. And then all of a sudden, I saw numbers of you, and I don't know how many. It's like you started to pray. And then you took your pen and you drew a line through that number. And courage came over you. And you were filled with faith. And you looked at that number. And you just immediately doubled it. Like radical generosity. Fearless faith. And then I wondered, Lord, should I tell that? And I don't know if it was two or three or 200 or 300. But let's ask God to increase our faith. Let's ask God to give us a courage. Because think of the souls that will come into the kingdom. And I thought of Elijah. And I thought of Elisha, the young man. And the old prophet said, what would you have me do? Give me a double portion. And I thought, I think God wants to raise up double portion givers. So I just want to encourage you, be bold. Be excited. Because God wants to expand your tent individually. And when that happens to everybody in a congregation, the whole congregation begins to grow and multiply. And to that I say hallelujah. Oh God, let it be done for your glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
谢谢 Deisman 牧师。
Thank you, Pastor Deisman.
谢谢这么好的一个劝勉。
So what a wonderful message.
也让我们在这时候回应这样一个信息。
So let's respond to this message.
毫无惧怕的信心。
Fearless faith.
不可思议的一个慷慨。
Radical generosity.
我想这正是今天我们所需要的。
This is something that we need today.
感谢神，我们教会过去是慷慨的教会。
Thank God, in the past we have been very generous church.
但是神，求神。
真的扩张我们。
So may the Lord expand and enlarge us.
我想更大的帐幕。
So greater tent.
更大的意象。
And greater vision.
更大的慷慨。
And greater generosity.
所以我们要花点时间，要来填写这个信心任
性。Spend some time to fill out this faith pledge card.
你可以在你前面的椅背上。有这样的信心任性
卡。So in the seat pocket in front of you, there is this faith pledge card.
你可以现在取出来。
You can take it out.
我们花一点时间来思想。
Some time to think.
神感动你能够在未来一年的宣教施工所任先的数字。
God will move you to give to what the world mission.
也许你说我上个礼拜曾经填过。
Maybe say last week I already filled one out.
但是我还是鼓励你。
But I still want to encourage you.
就像 Pastor Dick 所说的。
What Pastor Dick has said.
也神感动你要。Double,
if God were to move you to double that number,
神给你一个勇敢的心
or give you a courageous heart.
再次说，真的，我这句话，这个方程式真的很 touch 我。
So this formula really touched me.
毫无惧怕的信心
fearless faith,
不可思议的慷慨
radical generosity.
弟兄姐，这是我过去这么多年我经历到的。
This is what I've experienced so many years.
生命和经历到。
This is a river of life experience.
让我们经历更大的事。
Let's experience greater things.
有更大的信心
greater faith.
更大的慷慨
and greater generosity.
因为生命河是要流向万国万民
because river of life need to flow to all nations and all people.
若不是因为你们慷慨
if not because of your generosity,
不会有今天你在台上看这些牧者
we don't have chance to see all these pastors that stood before you.
但是要继续因为我们的慷慨
but we need to continue in our generosity.
好让生命河直流到万国万民
so that river of life can flow to all nations and all people.
Amen.所以你可以现在填写一下
so please fill out this, please,
给每年多少数字
and one year, how much you want to give,
或者是每一个月多少
or every month, how much you give,
凭信心来填写
by faith to fill this card.
也相信上帝会供应你一切的需要
you believe that God will supply all your needs.
Amen.
Amen.
这个有两栏上下两栏
so the two parts of this card
那么请你撕下来
and you can tear it off.
上面一栏你可以自己保存
you can keep the first part for yourself.
下面一栏请你待会儿我们再收这个的时候在传奉献带着放在奉献袋
and the bottom part you can tear it off and then put in the offering bag later on
真的喜乐的心来填写 Amen
so let's fill it with joyful hearts
准备好没有
are you ready
你有没有在填啊
are you filling the form the card
OK alright 好我们先唱一遍这首诗歌我们再收
sing this song and then we will collect the card
福生创造地主显明你创造心里兴起你所拣选的百姓在这里同心前行宇宙万物都在叹息等候你能力彰显救主释放你的恩膏哦神就在这时刻愿你荣从我们中间流到万邦愿你恩膏充满子弟我们同心寻求你
好我们现在就请招待传一下奉献带
I should pass offering back now
要把这个任先卡放在奉献袋里。
Please place the faith pledge card, the bottom part in that offering bag.
如 ruler of the nations, the world has yet to see the full release of your promise.Church in victory, turn to us, Lord, and touch us, make us strong in your mind.
起立来唱 Let your glory fall
Let your glory fall in this room Let it go forth from here to the nations Let your fragrance rest in this place As we gather to seek your name
Hallelujah, 来赞美我们的主。
Praise our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
是的，生命还要流向万国万民。
Yes, river of life will flow to all nations and all people.
主，这就是生命河。
Lord, this is river of life.
主，你定义要生命河流向万国。
You destined us to flow to all nations and all people.
虽然在第一天开始的时候，我们不能够想象这件事情。
Although we cannot imagine from day one.
虽然从第一天开始的时候，我们眼睛根本看不见。
Although from day one we cannot see with our eyes.
但从第一天开始，你的命定就是如此。
But yet from day one, this is your destiny for us.
生命何时要流向万国万民
？River of life have to flow to all nations and all people.
主啊，既然这是你的命定
，Lord, since this is your destiny for us.